It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Before our story, here are Fibber and Molly with a word for you.
I saw that new neighbor of ours down at the grocery store today, Molly.
You mean the young mother across the way? The one with the three children?
The very same. Boy, you should have seen her buying up the place.
Really?
Baby food, cereals, 4 quarts of milk. Says she shops that way every day.
Well, I shouldn't wonder. With three growing youngsters, the food and clothing bills get bigger right along with them. And so does a mother's responsibilities, too. I guess that's why so many dads are making sure their wives will have extra money during those budget-busting years, through a Prudential Family Income Plan.
You see, friends, if anything happens to you, the Family Income Plan will pay your family an income every month while the kids are growing up, money they'll need for food, clothing, and schooling. And because it provides this helping hand to you mothers only during your youngsters' tot to teenage years, it costs amazingly little. You can take it from us, if you've got growing children, it's time you called your Prudential agent about a family income plan for your family. You couldn't make a wiser move.
How would you feel if your husband, whose only flying experience was the time he blew himself out the garage window with his chemical set, was planning a flight over the city tomorrow hanging from a bunch of weather balloons? Well, that's about how Mrs. McGee feels right now as she busies herself fixing lunch.
Him and his crazy schemes to kill himself. He's determined to break his neck tomorrow at 14th and Oak in front of 5,000 people. I don't care how much money he gets out of the advertising. If he falls, it won't mean a thing to me.
Hey, Molly. Where are... Oh, hi, kiddo.
Hi.
Lunch ready yet?
Not yet.
I got two of them weather balloons inflated so far. Gee, boy, do they look swell. That gas I bought in them cylinders, that really lifts them.
Good.
I wish the balloons weren't so big, though, so I could blow them up in the house. It's cold out there.
If you think you're cold now, wait till you get in the air tomorrow with that balloon rig. 1,000 feet over 14th and Oak, bouncing around and trying to keep from falling out. To say nothing of what happens if the balloons break or the rope snap. Look, McGee, why don't you please call this off?
And give up this easy money?
Easy?
Well, nothing comes easy. You know how it is in this world.
Yes, but it's not this world I'm worrying about. It's the next world.
Oh, stop fretting, will you, Molly? That's why I'm making this secret test flight today, to see how everything goes. And I'll make you a little promise.
What?
If I get up there today 200-300 feet high, say, and the ropes break or my seat comes loose or anything, I'll call the whole deal off right there.
McGee, don't go up in that crazy contraption.
It's perfectly safe, Tootsie. Honest. Come on out and you can see for yourself.
No, I don't want to.
You'll get a kick out of some of the ads them merchants painted on them balloons. Boy, they're a panic. I got one out there that advertises the take-it-off reducing parlor and Turkish bath. That it just says on the balloon, it says, are you built like this? You better come on down. That's cute, huh?
I'm not interested in the ads right now. I'm worried about you. Why don't you give up this thing?
Grocery boy, on his day off. Hi, kids.
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hi, Oldtimer.
Go on back out there with your silly balloons. I'll call you when lunch is ready. Honestly.
Hey, Johnny. Daughter looks kind of puckered today. Smatter? You been in the cookie jar again?
No, it's this balloon flight of mine. You know, tomorrow. Come on out and back.
Yeah. I've been reading about it in the papers. Is that the contraption there by the garage?
That's it, all over the backyard. That's what's got Molly worried. She thinks it's kind of flimsy.
Looks perfectly safe to me, Johnny.
It does. Sure it does. Perfectly safe. That's what I've been telling Molly. Nothing to worry about.
McGee, do you want ham, tuna, or cold pork chop?
Yeah, that'll be fine, kiddo. Ham, tuna, and cold pork chop. With plenty of chili sauce. Let's keep our voices down, kid. I don't want her to think there's any danger. She's been trying to talk me out of this.
She sounds like that lady friend of Mama's. One who used to drop over and tell us about her husband when us kids was just kids, as Johnny.
Yeah?
He went up in a balloon rig just like yours here.
He did? He did? No kidding. Like I got rigged up here, huh?
Yep. What was that lady's name? Let's see. She used to live in that old shack originally. The one we could see across the swamp from our house every time the mist lifted back in Pleasantville.
Yeah, but about this lady, her husband, had balloons rigged up like mine, you say, huh? Well, how did he...
Just exactly. A lot of big balloons like yours there. Uh-huh. A whole hunk of plywood for a seat, all tied together with ropes, and... What was that woman's name again?
Well, never mind the name. How'd he make out? The guy...
I remember now. The Widder Jackson, her name was. Yep, Widder Jackson, the rich old widder, we used to call her, because all the time he was tying balloons together, she was taking out insurance on him. Made a mint when them balloons busted.
Oh, forget it. Let's talk about something else. Forget it. Gee, Willikers.
Say, I wonder if you have to be related to a feller to take out insurance on him. Hey, say, excuse me, Johnny. I got to run along. Got to see a fella about $1 million. I could claim Johnny here's a cousin of mine. Maybe it's better.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly. It's only human nature to want to keep up with the Joneses. But chances are, if the Joneses take nice vacations, do other things you'd like to do, they save for such things as they go along. And in that case, by all means, keep up with the Joneses. Here's the simplest way. Buy United States savings bonds regularly through your payroll savings plan. You save with a system. Save without upsetting regular budget plans. Money is set aside automatically each payday by your employer before you get your check. It's money you never miss, and you know automatic deductions like this accumulate rapidly. Before long, you'll have a stack of savings bonds to spend as you please, each one paying back $4 for every $3 you put in. Series E bonds pay even more when you hold them beyond maturity. So, start saving today. Remember, every dollar you invest in savings bonds serves a double purpose. It's also an investment in freedom, helping to make your country stronger.
Well, how was your lunch?
Oh, great. Just great. Here's my plate.
Why, you hardly ate a thing.
Well, I really don't have much time. I got lots to do. I got to take out that rotten piece of plywood I'm using as a seat on my balloon rig and make me a new one. I also want to test them ropes real good and jump up and down on them balloons a few times and test them for leaks.
Well, if I can't talk you out of this stunt, at least I'm glad to see you're going to be careful.
Don't you worry. I'm double-checking everything. Just blowing up them balloons is practically a day's work. I only got 6 of them inflated so far, and I have to keep them tied down so I don't lose them. And... Oh, hey, is that a break?
Is what a break?
Look who's out in the backyard looking at the balloons.
Hmm? Oh, Dr. Gamble.
Yeah.
Must have come up the driveway.
He's just the guy I need to help me hold them balloons down while I finish gassing them up. Oh, hi, Ballast Bottom. You're just the guy I wanted to see because you can help me for a few minutes and hold my... Boy, these balloons sure hold a lot of gas, don't they?
Look, McGee, fun is fun, but I can't stand here all day.
Hang on, Doc, old boy, hang on. Whatever you do, don't let go of them balloons.
Gee.
I'll take them from you in just a few minutes, some of them.
You said that 12 balloons ago.
20 feet in diameter these babies are, and boy, do they take the gas.
I wish you would.
Huh?
Look, if you don't take these ropes, I'm going to let go.
There we are. Look at the ad on this one, Doc. $25 a balloon them guys are paying me to let them paint these ads on. Look at this one. Look at that. It's a scene in Walt's Malt Shop. You see there? You see the name painted on it?
What's the picture of the man with the gun for?
That was my idea. Read the caption underneath.
All right, Friday. Drop that Sunday. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's pretty good, huh? I think up stuff like
Mr.
that all...
Mr. McGee. Oh, Mr. McGee.
Sounds like Wally Wimple. Hey, back here, Wimp.
Oh, there you are. Hi, Doctor.
Hi, Wally.
I rang your bell, but no one answered, Mr. McGee.
I guess Molly's upstairs, probably lying down. This has been quite a strain on the poor kid. Worried. You know how women are.
Well, no, actually, I don't. I've been married to Sweetie Face so long, I've kind of lost track. Oh, look at all those balloons. You've got the whole backyard shaded with them.
Yep.
Darn it, McGee, I didn't come over here to spend Sunday afternoon holding balloons. I got things to do.
All right, I'm hurrying. I won't need you much longer anyway, Doc. Well, how much do you weigh, Wimp?
Weigh? Uh-huh. Me? Oh, about 130 in these shoes. Why?
130, huh? Well, that's about half as heavy as Doc here, so you ought to be able to hold down half as many balloons.
I beg your pardon?
Here, hold the rope on this balloon, will you? Now, don't let it go too high. Keep a short rope, Wimp, like Doc's got.
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah, well, now you just hang on to it. and discuss your latest operation with Doc for a minute while I go in the garage and get another cylinder of gas. I'll be right back.
You know something, Wallace? I'm just a little sick and tired of being imposed on like this. An hour and a half I've been standing here playing ballast boy, and I'm through. I got a date, and I'm leaving.
But what about all those balloons you're holding? If you let go of them, they'll go right up.
Here, you take them. You hold them.
All righty. Give me the ropes.
You got them? You got a good grip?
Let me wrap them around my wrist. Yeah. There. All set. You can let go now.
Good. You tell that little chiseler that I went...
Oh, home. Wait, doctor. No, no. Huh? Help. Help.
Where'd he go? Oh, great Scott. Wallace, come down from there. Come back. Turn loose. Hang on!
Doctor, what's going on? Mr. Wimple, heavenly days, hang on!
Hey, what the heck is... Oh, my gosh, Wimp! Hey, come back here! Where are you going with my balloons?
Where am I going? Get me down! Where am I going? Get me down! Help!
Great Scott, I didn't realize the difference in our weight. Oh, this is terrible.
He's not very high. He's not going up very fast. Get a ladder.
Throw him a rope.
Yeah, get a rope. Throw him a rope. Throw him a rope.
I've got ropes. Throw me some solid ground. Put a backyard under my feet.
Whatever you do, don't let go, Wimp. There's $40 worth of gas in them balloons. Get a ladder, Doc.
Throw him a rope.
Here's a step ladder. Yeah. Quick, see if you can reach his feet. Pull him down.
I can't hold on any longer.
But,
look out below.
Look out, look out.
Heavenly days, the poor... Somebody help him up. Are you hurt, Mr. Wimple?
No, I'm all right. I tried to hang on and save the balloons, Mr. McGee, but...
It's all right. It's all right. You couldn't help it. Dad, Reddit, there they go, drifting off.
Thank goodness. I hope the darn things...
The car's out front. I'll follow him, Molly. I gotta get them balloons back.
No, McGee, let him go.
Don't wait supper for me, kiddo. I'm not coming back without my balloons.
Oh, for the... McGee, wait for baby.
Well, hurry up!
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. This is John Wald with a little bit of daytime advice. Those busy workday hours can be cheered along by staying in tune with NBC. Weekday mornings, for example, you'll hear Mary Margaret McBride, one of your favorite people for many years, in an informal program featuring items of interest to women everywhere, plus some entertaining and informative highlights designed to keep you up to date in this busy world of ours. Mary Margaret McBride, a name that means daytime entertainment, heard on NBC every Monday through Friday morning. Also in the morning, quiz fun with Strike It Rich and The Phrase That Pays. Then in the afternoon, drama with your longtime friends like Just Plain Bill, Young Widder Brown, and Stella Dallas. An afternoon listening in addition brings you an unusual interview show called It Pays to Be Married, with the popular Jay Stewart introducing you to people who tell their true and moving stories of love and marriage. All these and many more to brighten your morning and afternoon hours and speed the busy week on its way.
That's right. Chased the Dad Rat of balloons all the way out to Dugan's Woods. Yep. Luckily, the ropes got caught in the trees out there, and we finally got them all back okay. Yeah. That's right. Tomorrow, as planned. Goodbye.
Who was that, McGee?
President of the Merchants Association. He heard about the balloons getting away, and he was worried about the flight tomorrow.
He's worried.
Better get to bed, kiddo. I got a hard day ahead of me tomorrow.
Well, I got a hard night ahead of me.
What'd you say, Tootsie?
I said I won't sleep a wink. This crazy scheme.
Oh, gee whiz, Molly, don't worry. I know what...
Go to bed!
Okay. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Wallace Wimple and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Well, tomorrow's the big day. If you like fun, you won't miss it. This is John Wall saying good night.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.